And we thank you for tuning in to EWTN Radio. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. The show team is in place, and the only one that we're waiting for is you. The time for you to call is now, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We are going to present another topic to you, and then listen to what you have to say about it. Hey, Debbie.
Hi, Jerry. I think this is going to be a really fun and informative one. And we titled the show, Thanks, Mom and Dad. What do we mean by that? Well, we want to thank our parents because we inherited a lot of traits from them, right? Some good traits and some not so good traits. So we want to hear from you of the wonderful qualities and, unique things that you inherited from your parents, from your mother and your father. So could you share that with us? We want the good, the bad, and yes, we'd like the ugly, because that's what Take Two is all about. We want to learn and grow from all angles. So if you could call in right now, speak to Ryan. He is. We say this every single time we do the broadcast, that he is wonderful to talk to. We really mean that. Jerry and I just enjoy talking with him off air because he's so much fun to talk to. So you call up, speak to Ryan, speak to him for a few minutes. He'll put you on hold. You get to listen live, come right in, and you can share the traits, and you can even honor your parents. And if you'd like to put them in our prayer book, we honor the living, and we in memory of those that have passed. So the number to dial if you want to share your special, unique qualities and traits you received from your parents is 833-288-3986.
What's the old saying? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? I think we all, it's just a result of growing up in the presence of our moms, our dads. We take on mannerisms, ways of thinking, ways of speaking. And so we want to hear from you if you have any particular traits that you think came from one or both of your parents, 833-288-3986. And I've thought of a few, Debbie, that I'll probably unveil here before too long.
Okay. I asked Marty this morning at breakfast.
Yeah.
I said, Marty, what did you inherit from your parents? And he turned and he goes, don't start. You're probably going to say I inherited all these negative things from my dad. And I said, no, I'm being serious. Tell me. So he shared some, he did share that, the kind of the loyal, qualities and just beautiful, being dedicated to things from his dad. And his mom, he really shared how much he got his heart from his mom. I thought that was beautiful. Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was really sweet. And I'll share too. Mine are kind of funny. I come from a really bizarro family.
Well, there's a little bizarro in all of our families, I think.
Yeah. And you're going to share yours, but we want to hear from our listeners. And remember, Jerry, we get listeners each and every day, brand new ones, because we know you send us messages. You find us. You find us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. You find us on our personal Facebook, Jerry Usher and Debbie Giorgiani. You find us at Take Two. You email us, take2@EWTN.com. And we love that you're part of the family. Please don't think just because you're listening to Catholic radio, you have to be Catholic to call in. You are part of the family. Call in and share your traits that you inherited from your parents. 833-288-EWTN. That's the number to call to speak to Ryan.
Yeah, well, as I was thinking about this, one thing that I think I inherited from my dad, and this is not necessarily something that I'm proud of and I've had to work really hard on in my life, but my dad had a very biting sarcasm. When he was upset, with our mom or with one of us or something, it was almost funny. He was almost comical at it, but he had this sort of sarcasm, and I have had to, that may surprise a lot of people who know me. Hopefully it does surprise you for me to reveal that. But, I think I kind of got a little bit of that from my dad, and I've had to get out the old, file and try and file that down, file that out of my life. Yeah,
can I just share something about that? I think if you did inherit part of that biting sarcasm, you have beautifully transitioned it into a very funny wit.
Oh,
you're hilarious. I mean, I'm not just saying this because Jerry and I have worked with each other for 11 years. Yes, 11 years. Okay, He is so funny. I have literally fallen off of chairs laughing so hard in restaurants. You've transitioned it nicely, I think.
Oh, wow, thank you. Yeah, because it was kind of an ugly, you know, trait in my father, and I certainly didn't want that to continue too long in my own life. I mean, dear man, he was a dear man, great, you know, brought me into the world, taught me a lot, but that was certainly one of the traits that I think I got from him. From my mom, I think she was kind of a worrier, you know, and she would, one example of that is she would always, like, you know, if she finished cooking a meal, you know, she'd turn everything off on the stove and everything, then a couple minutes later go back and just make sure, did I turn all these knobs off, and is everything off, and you know, so I have a little bit of that in me from my mom, I think.
That's interesting. I share that with you. My mom was the same way. Yeah, but you know, I've come to realize that when you have when you're taking care of a big family, and you were a big family, right? Five?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of, and you always want to make sure things are right. You know, everybody's, you know, tucked in their proper place, you know, in bed, and everybody's, you know, the lights are off, the candles are blown out, you know, the stove is off, the doors are locked, you know, it's a lot of responsibility, because I noticed that was heightened in me as I had children. Prior to having children, I didn't worry about anything. And then after having kids, I worried about everything.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It really was like a light switch just went on inside of me. And I worried about everything. I remember making my former husband sterilize, you know, we used to do them in hot water, sterilize the baby bottles like 3 and 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, why? I did him once. It was just, I just
typical
wanted
guy,
to make sure.
Though, right?
Yeah. But I just wanted to make sure everything was perfect. Now, when the second child came, he's lucky he made it through his life, you know, because things would drop and we'd do the 3-second rule, you know, mm-hmm. and it was like, it's okay, just go ahead and eat it. You'll live.
Well, we're talking about traits you inherited from your parents today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We have been brutally candid with you. Now it's your turn, 833-288-EWTN. Now, we're going to have a little bit of fun with this, but also learn something about ourselves and hopefully grow a little bit closer to God, as Debbie says. 833-288-3986. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and you are the key ingredient in that mix. So we are hoping that you will call and share a trait or one or two or three traits that you think you got from one or more of your parents, 833-288-3986. And you can stay informed and educated with the latest news and truth on abortion, euthanasia, assisted suicide, and the culture of death. Oh, through EWTN. We can send EWTN's Pro-Life Weekly directly to your inbox each week. All you have to do is visit EWTN.com, click on subscribe, and you will get the EWTN Pro-Life Weekly email.
Nice. Please join us and share with us the traits that you received from your parents. You can also honor your parents today by sharing some of those great qualities that were passed down to you and maybe then to your kids. It's a beautiful legacy. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call to get on your show. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, Jerry, you shared about your mom and dad. If I may, before we get to Elizabeth, I would like to share a positive and a negative trait that I got from both parents. My mom, everybody knows Connie, because you heard me talk about her. She's going to be 90 April 24th, 90 years old.
Bless her heart.
Yeah. She sleeps 23 hours now out of 24 hours a day.
Wow.
So God love her.
How lucky.
How lucky. I know. She is hilarious. And I cannot wait to celebrate her 90th birthday on the 24th. But Connie, what I definitely got from Connie is, and I'm going to cry, her absolute amazing spirituality. My mother, she always wanted to be a nun.
Hmm.
Instead, she had 6 kids. So she just is amazing the way she embraces her Catholicism, how much she loves Jesus, how much she absolutely is devoted to Mary, And she's just incredible. And she taught me so much. So her spirituality, definitely from my mom. And then again, just like you, Jerry, the worry. My mother had a lot of quirks like that, you know. So I inherited those as well, those kind of worrisome traits. My dad was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And I definitely inherited, and I think all of my brothers and sisters did as well, his ability to be very resourceful. Very. I mean, he could fix anything. You know, you joke, Jerry, sometimes when we're on pledge drives about how all family members do certain things and you wouldn't let your, you know, 6-year-old mow the lawn, you know, with a riding mower. My dad did. He had us doing that at an early age. It was hilarious. And every time you say that, I think back to those days. Very resourceful. I mean, and we're big. My whole family's like that. But my dad, so I'll add to you with your dad, the biting sarcasm. My dad had a very quick temper. And I think I sort of inherited some of that. But I'm working. But, you know, I'm working through it. I mean, it's taken me a long time. And as I get older, I've become more mellow, which is great. But, you know, he had a very quick temper.
Wow. Well, God rest his soul. And your beautiful mom, Connie, she is a wonderful spiritual woman for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And she loves Jerry Usher. Loves him. She just
that
always.
Nice fella.
That nice, that's what she always called you, that nice fella.
That nice fella.
You remember that. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. So there we go. We shared.
Yeah. 833-288-3986. These could be physical traits, too, for that matter. Maybe you had a, you know, a mother or a father who was rather tall, and you ended up being like 7'4", or something like that. 833-288-3986. Traits you inherited from your mom or your dad. Let's go to Elizabeth, as Debbie said, in Jackson, Mississippi, listening on 107.9. First-time caller. Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm grateful
sure.
to be here.
Yeah, thanks.
The traits that I inherited from my mother, she had a very generous heart and a great sense of humor, and even could make things that were, you know, difficult, you know, into something funny, and also dance. Like, she loved to dance, and I loved to dance. I, of course, do it in private, but I feel like I'm pretty good. And with my dad, he was very kind and a very sweet man. And those are all the positive traits. As far as something to work on, I feel like sometimes I'm impatient, you know, and that goes hand in hand with being short-tempered, too. You know, in reference to the previous caller, I have that commonality with her. And, you know, I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be me, Elizabeth. I shared that. So, no, I can relate. I can totally relate to that. But you know what? I loved what you just brought up about your mom and her ability to dance. You just made me think of that. My mom had that same quality, too. And they had rhythm, and it was so beautiful. I love the fact that you continue that. And I hope you think, you know, obviously about your mom every single time you do dance. And I think dancing is just a beautiful artistic way of expressing, you know, the love of life and the beauty and how carefree we can be at times. And it's dance is an amazing, it's an amazing art. I think, as a matter of fact, Elizabeth, Jerry and I do a lot of life coaching, and I recommend to almost all of my clients to please enroll in some kind of dance lessons or you know, listen to music and, you know, let your body just, you know, enjoy that. And I think it's so beautiful. So are your parents with us, Elizabeth, or have they passed on?
Thank you so much for that suggestion. I will absolutely follow up on that. My dad did pass away 10 years ago. My mom is still living. She's 75.
Oh, and what's her name?
Pat.
Okay. Erickson. And your dad's name, we'll put him in the book as well.
Thank you. Tom.
Tom and Pat. I love that. Mm-hmm. Wow. What do you think, Jerry? You're not a big, you don't dance, do you?
Not very well. I'm like you, Elizabeth. I dance in private, and I only sing in the shower, too. But I love what you said about your dad. I mean, to describe a dad as sweet and kind, I think is just an incredible compliment. And you said your mother's ability to turn difficult things into something funny, I think is so important, especially, you know, for raising a family, because kids tend to, you know, if worry enters into their lives and they worry about how they're going to do this or fix this or do that, if your mom had that ability to make it something not quite as heavy, not quite as burdensome, and I'm sure that had an effect on all of you. So I think you've been blessed with two wonderful parents, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
Thank you for calling. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for getting us started on this beautiful conversation. And because of Elizabeth's call, why doesn't everyone, if you're calling in, if you feel comfortable, share with us your mom and dad's first names, and we'll put them in the book. Jerry, you should share your parents' names.
My dad was Kenneth, and my mother was Dorothy.
Mm-hmm. And my parents, Connie and Bill. That's actually William, but we called him Bill, or Buddy, whatever. Mm. He had many nicknames. Okay, thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks again, Elizabeth.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Okay. See how easy that is? You call in the program and address the topic that we put out there, 833-288-3986. What are some things, traits, characteristics, maybe even physical traits that you feel that you got from either your mother or your father? And maybe you can do them a great honor like Elizabeth just did, 833-288-3986.
Okay, so we're moving next to Teresa, and Teresa's in Ohio on Annunciation Radio. First-time caller. Hi, Teresa. Pronounce your city for us, will you?
Wasion.
Wasion. I love it. Love it. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
So share with us your parents.
My parents are Jim and Pat.
Okay.
To start off with, I do want to say that Mom and Dad had 10 biological kids and went on to adopt 14 more kids.
Wow.
And that's what they share with not only me, but my brothers and sisters. For my mom, I share her silly sense of humor, I feel like. She was just silly, and she passed in 2018 from Alzheimer's, and even till the end with that, she was still silly, you know, somewhat in a different way, but still that silly person that we all love. And my dad was a deacon, and with him, I feel like I share his love of the Catholic faith itself. Going to Mass, I went for years without going to Mass, and finally came back to it, and the beauty of it never changed for me, the traditions, all that, and I feel like that is something Dad passed on to myself, as well as my dad to all my brothers and sisters, especially my brothers, of how to be a grandparent. They all follow in his footsteps and carry that trait with him.
Mm. Fantastic. Yeah, again, sounds like two more great parents you had, Teresa. And 10 biological kids, 14 adopted kids. You said your mom had a sense of humor. I think that was probably necessary for the vocation of...
Was there ever
24 kids in the house at any one time?
No.
I didn't think so.
And they started moving out. We lived in a little three-bedroom home. With the 10 biological kids, and then we moved to a five-bedroom home, and Mom and Dad said, what are we going to do with all this room? And so they started taking in foster kids.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, and you said you got your love of the faith from your dad, and I'm sure from your mom too, but, you know, self-giving, making a gift of ourself like Christ did on the cross, that's the real nugget of our faith. And that's really the heart of parenthood as well, is, you know, you take on these kids, you're open to life, all the kids not only that God gives you biologically, but you take on many others as well. And that just shows that your parents were both just amazingly generous. And I think you could be very, very proud of both of them. Deb, what do you think?
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, what an amazing story and just an incredible legacy you are passing down to all of your siblings and foster kids that were in your home. I think that is incredible. What I was thinking about, though, Teresa, I have to tell you, is I'm thinking, like, if you ever had like a reunion, that would be the size of like a city here in Arizona.
Yeah, we've had reunions. Before my dad passed, my brother rented basically a floor of a hotel for all of us to be able to go and have a reunion. It ended up being the last one my dad could go to, and he passed. But we had that time, and now there are like 163 or grandkids, something like that, and then well over 200 great-grandkids by this time.
Okay, that is incredible. May I ask something, Teresa? Because for many years I've been doing one of your pledge drives for Annunciation Radio. Did your dad? You said he was a deacon. Did he recently pass?
He died in 2015.
Okay. Alrighty. Would you like to share? So it was Deacon. You said it was Deacon Pat
Dominic.
I'm sorry?
Jim Dominic.
Oh, Jim. Okay. Your mom's name is Pat. Okay. Got it.
Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. What an amazing story. You guys need to put this down on paper though, Teresa. Is anybody, you know, putting this into some kind of manuscript?
Well, my sister is very good on Ancestry.com.
Good.
It's all there, but yep, it's all in there. And she keeps that all up to date for us.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, thank you, Teresa, for calling from Wauseon, Ohio, I think is how you said it. Thanks so much, listening on Annunciation Radio. You're a first-time caller today, but you never will be again, Teresa, so that we hope that we hear from you again here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Thank you so much for the call. And speaking of Annunciation Radio and The Rock and Guadalupe Radio and the Station of the Cross and all of the other stations and networks, it is that time of the year. Debbie and I are kind of revving up and ramping up and doing some pledge drives, and we always want to remind you, please be generous in your support of EWTN and also your local Catholic station. Our show has no outlet if your stations are not on the air, and EWTN needs to be supported in producing many of the great programs that they air as well. So, Debbie, I know you echo all of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So please give generously. We need Catholic radio now more than ever. Jerry, I know we're getting a lot of social media comments, and that actually brings me to a good point about social media. We could really use some people that are experts in that area. What do you think?
Yeah, well, we have our ministry. It's Stand Tall Life Coaching. It's standtalltoday.com. You can get a free consultation with one of our life coaches if you go there. Again, standtalltoday.com. But we are also looking for maybe one or two or three people who are very savvy with social media and know the ins and outs of all of that. Debbie and I have never really, we didn't get that gene. That's not a trait we inherited from our parents, because there wasn't social media back then. But if you have an ability to manage social media and you're really good at it and you would like to volunteer some time to our ministry, please just email us at take2@ewtn.com. take2@ewtn.com. We have so many beautiful people, Debbie, helping us out. Gigi, our book and fellowship club facilitator. We've got people helping out with the website.
Shauna, doing all sorts of things.
And it's kind of cool, I think, to be a part of what God is doing in our ministry. So we welcome people who are good at social media.
I love it. So please email us, take2@ewtn.com. So we're talking today about the traits you've received from your parents. You can share all the good traits, and you can share the ones that are not so good and you're working on. Okay? So we want to hear from you, 833-288-3986.
Well, we thank thank you, as always, for your great participation in the show today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And we are so grateful for Michael Birchfield, our producer, Jeff Burson, who is on social media, gathering your comments from there. We'll get to some of those shortly. And Ryan Penny is on the phones. And you are calling 833-288-3986 to talk about traits you inherited from your parents. And we have a really nice email. Would you like me to...
I would, but can I just share something? I hope it's okay, sure. Michael, because Michael shared with us on the break that he inherited a beautiful trait from his mom, and that is her incredible work ethic.
Well, that's a beautiful thing, and that's also very providentially timing, because Karen just sent an email to take2@ewtn.com. She says, the number one thing I inherited from both of my parents is a strong work ethic. I have three sisters and two brothers, and my parents worked very hard to support us. My dad always worked at least two jobs. They gave up a lot to keep us in Catholic school. We always felt rich in love. My mom passed away 8 years ago, and my dad has a number of health problems, but always has a smile and a joke. Dad will be 91 on May 1st, the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker, by the way. And Karen says, I'm blessed to have him living with me now. Please keep them both in your prayers. So, Debbie, you can add Carl and Sylvia to the prayer book, and that is from Karen via email at take2@ewtn.com.
Carl and Sylvia,
Sylvia.
In the book.
Great. Thank you,
it.
Karen.
Look at that. I love when adult children share that they get their, you know, their work ethic or their, you know, desire to achieve and develop and create. I think it's beautiful when they can credit their parents for getting them launched in that area. I think that's really beautiful, because a lot of people just say, oh, I learned that along the way, or, you know, somebody showed me how to do something. But parents do such a great job as being those primary educators, those primary catechists, right, Jerry?
Absolutely. We're going to go. Yeah, go ahead.
Alice. Alice is in Houston, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Alice. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to share about my mom. My mom was a single mom, so I didn't really know my dad much. His name was Silverio, though, and my mother was Guadalupe. And my mom had a great heart. She was very giving. She gave of herself to us, most especially, and then she was just a very giving person. Never met a stranger. She was always very generous, and I think I got her trait.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah, and as you're describing your mom, we're sorry that you didn't have a relationship with your dad. I can relate to that, Alice. I mentioned at the start of the show a trait that I think I got from my dad, but he was in my life for about 7 years, and after that I didn't really have him in my life all that much. But yeah, your mom being a very giving person, and boy, that's something that, you know, it seems like is not so prevalent nowadays. There's still a lot of very giving people in the world, but yeah, it just seems the world has changed, gotten a little bit callous, you know, a little bit selfish in so many ways. And so, Alice, I'd love to hear you call and share that about your mom, because, and the name Guadalupe, you know, what a beautiful mm-hmm. name, beautiful consecration mm-hmm. to Our Lady of Guadalupe. So, Debbie, yeah, another, Our Lady of Guadalupe.
And well, Alice, if you ever go on to Facebook or YouTube, you'll see over my right shoulder is a beautiful image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which I absolutely love. I had to put her in the office studio, if you will, because just amazing. So you're blessed. And we've got your parents in the book as well, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alice.
God bless you.
Have a blessed day. All right, Rob from The Rock is up next. The Rock, of course, is in Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Rob. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Rob.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning. Debbie, we're looking forward to seeing you this coming week. I know Bree and I will be there to volunteer. And you really triggered something from my childhood when you were talking about the cleanliness mm-hmm. that you observed with your firstborn and such and so on. Mm-hmm. Well, what I remember from my mother... always, and Maria hears me say this all the time, you're going to eat a peck of dirt before you die, so get over it. and I know that's really lighthearted, but it has really pointed out a real difference in the cultures today. And so I thank my mother for that. I guess in a sense, it's like, just don't take yourself so seriously. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you know, my mom and dad, Ruth and Carl, have passed and some time back. And it has occurred to me that what they've really given me is everything that they had to give. And I, as a parent, I mean that because maybe we're not so best equipped. You know, the kids don't come with a manual, but you always love them and do your best. And I know that that's what my parents did. Mm-hmm. And it led to some pretty interesting, you know, paradoxes in my life in terms of my spiritual growth. But oddly enough, I grew up in an anti-Catholic home and wasn't baptized till I was 20-some years old. But
wow.
I have found my way to the faith, and it's everything in my life now. So mm-hmm. It's something that my parents gave me because they gave me everything that they had to give while we were together.
I love what you shared, Rob. I actually wrote that down, and you thank goodness you repeated it, because I was going to as well, of everything they had to give. And isn't that the beautiful thing of what our parents do? Now, let's face it, there are parents out there that, you know, we probably read about or seen on TV or whatever that can be, you know, somewhat selfish. But for the most part, parents give everything they have, you know, and it may not be perfect. It may not, you know, like you said, there's no manual, right? But they give everything. Because why? Because these children, they feel very, they feel blessed that God has granted them children, and they feel responsible, right? That they want to make sure that these kids, you know, grow up and are healthy and strong and successful and everything that they want, right? Because parents always say, "I want my kids to have a better life than I did." Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. Yeah. And Rob, look at all you do for, you know, Catholic Radio and everything. Thank you so much. I mean, yes, you're kind of, you know, it took you a little while to get home. But you're home, and right, and you're shining, yeah. And that's a beautiful thing. And so this is what I think life is. I think sometimes people get stuck in a certain place in their life, whether it's childhood or early, you know, adolescence or somewhere in that area. They get stuck and they never move forward. They never advance, and that's unfortunate, because we're meant to evolve and grow and expand and learn all the way until we take our last breath. Who used to say that to us all the time, Rob? Mother Angelica. It's a training ground, right?
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, the other part of it is that Catholic Radio is such a huge part of my life and all of my Catholic friends. It's just remarkable that we can continue to grow and learn and celebrate and appreciate our Lord because of Catholic Radio. It's just an amazing. I tried and fought for years in this diocese to be part of something that could be created that would even resemble what we have today, because the Rock is amazing. And I know that they're one of maybe 800 around the country or more, and it's just such a blessing for our family and for this country, which is so desperately in need of what Christ has to offer.
Yeah. Well, Debbie and I say it all the time, and we have for years, but especially in the last year or two, Rob, when we do pledge drives and we host them, we say we need Catholic Radio now more than ever. So please, everybody who's listening right now, if you didn't share that sentiment with Rob from The Rock before he said it, please let that sink into your heart and let that resonate with you, because we really do need your support at EWTN and at your local station. Rob, wonderful call. Any last comments before we let you move on?
Week for our station. I'm excited for all the good that comes from faithful people being together, communicating, and fostering the growth in each other's lives. So thank you for that, both of you. You are amazing servants of us all.
Thank you, Rob. We appreciate that very much. It means a lot. And please definitely keep us in your prayers as we do you and the entire Take-Two family.
And we love The Rock. I tell you, The Rock is doing such great work. Amazing. 5+ years going strong, growing and bringing in more listeners. It's incredible. You guys have a great station. Thank you, Rob. We'll see you soon at the Share-a-thon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next up, actually, let's go to social media for just a moment or two here. We have a lot of social media comments. Michael says, my best overall trait is punctuality. Dad told me the best way to impress is to show up early for an appointment. My worst trait is I tend to... This is Michael saying it, not me. He says, I tend to be a slob. Dad called it organized disarray. I like your dad, Michael. I like it very because I have a little bit of organized disarray in my own life, too, sometimes.
Wow, yeah. That's organized disarray. I love these new terms for things that, you know, we used to just throw at one another. I'm going to say that to my husband. This is a case of organized disarray, Marty.
Yeah, I love the way you can soften things like that.
I know.
Anna, also watching on YouTube, says, what I got from my father, he said, quote, I can make an innocent man plead guilty, end quote, because I'm lethal when angry. The good trait also from my father, quote, I can sell sand at the beach. This trait is better used for spreading the good news rather than trying to make a buck. From my mama, I learned compassion. She was an ER nurse for 36 years, and I also went into the medical field.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Boy, I love our Take-Two family. You guys are all great writers. You write us you send us the best things, and I mean, you're all like mini authors. I love it. Okay, Mary Lou is up next in Marshfield, Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross. Is a first-time caller. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi. Do I have to mute, or do you hear me?
No,
we can hear
perfectly.
You just fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I prayed. I was blessed to get to, I don't know if you know, Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, but I was blessed to be on a retreat this past weekend. And I'm actually have to go to a PT appointment because I was living in Florida. I had to come back for surgery for my foot. But you were talking about traits, and my mom, someone was talking, just mentioning about being a slob. I'm looking at my studio at the moment, and my mom was one that I'm third of nine. So my mom was one to dance, have us dancing and singing in the kitchen. However, and she was, you know, the laundry was nonstop, and we used to have two times of eating sometimes just because, you know, the kids with sports, so whatever was going on. But I feel so blessed. My dad was an attorney, so he did a couple of jobs. He was also a professor at Northeastern University. And so I guess from him, I can think what I remember is we would take trips on Sundays at, you know, little these jaunts in the Cape. And he would always find different ways to go places. So for me, I love being creative and finding new ways to go. Just all, you know, finding what is the shortcut? How can I find the quickest way to get someplace? And rather than get on the main road, I'd just as soon, you know, travel the side roads and wherever I am. An adventure. I mean, I was the first to go to overseas. My mom was from Scotland. And so I think there was a lot of us. So it was like, you know, to get the intention to be listened to was not, I felt like I didn't, that was not what I got. What I would do is sing the Mitch Miller songs to my younger brother and sisters. So, but my mom and dad have both passed on. My mom had Alzheimer's for like 10 years, but and because my younger brother he had an aneurysm. So after Westfield State College, and he was probably the smartest and the most athletic, but we never know. And he lived quadriplegic for 6 years. So my mom was at the hospital like all the time because she didn't drive. So my dad would, you know, drop her off and pick her up at night. And I felt like when I heard about Medjugorje, I wanted them to have that opportunity. So for me, it was like they gave me that love of God. And it was so neat because when they got there, it was like late afternoon. And my mom, and my dad was, he was 70 at the time, and my mom was 5 years younger. So he was looking up at the mountain thinking, how am I going to get my wife up there? And a young guy comes over and said, you know what, I'm going up anyway, so I can help. And he took my arm, my mom's arm. My dad said later he had a heck of a time catching up, but when they got to the top, the young guy said to my parents, well, I need to be going now. I really texted my mother, and he disappeared. I think it was the first time my dad as an attorney had no words. Mm. So, I mean, those miracles are out there, and we know it's just in this crazy world we're in. I'm so blessed and thankful for divine mercy and the faith and the station because I'm sorry I'm feeling emotional because I have a little grandson that would love to have communion. And I'm praying that I got to bring up a prayer with him today because I don't know if you know heard Father Blunt, but he's an exorcist and he shared a prayer through a CD I had. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, give us in the whole world. And if you pray that 500 times, it will bless someone mightily.
Yeah.
And so I gave that prayer to him. I said, you know what? You can use this to pray to your parents that they will come. My daughter was raised Catholic, but they're both wonderful parents. But my inner, I'm sorry, I'm getting off track. But anyway, I ask your prayers because I'm.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, go ahead, Mary Lou.
So my mom's name was Sarah Ella Evans Blackridge, and then she became a Dargan when my dad was based in Scotland. And so she came over on the Queen Elizabeth ship, I think, and my older brother she was carrying my oldest brother at the time, and he had this desire to become Scottish, what do you call it, to play the bagpipes. And, you know, he made that happen in high school. And then and later on, it was funny. He ended up having to go to California when he was in the service and learned how to throw the caber. So. Mm-hmm. But my parents, I think the fact that they wanted to take care of my younger brother, they also gave us that sense of every person is important. And from the time they are born till the time God calls them. So I just pray for this generation, this culture we're in. That was another show I was just reminded of, and I want to find out who the woman that did it was because she was sharing about the the concern about people feeling like they can kill themselves or have to get the support they need to die faster, and it's like
assisted suicide, yeah,
and sacrifice, yes, and the. We're all asked to have crosses, and the cross is part of our blessing because it molds us into the person God wants us to be. If we can just offer that suffering up for those that are less fortunate, I still think, I'm sorry, I'll just, one quick thing that I've shared with so many people is a young guy that was ready to commit suicide. He was on the end, and he didn't even realize, I think, that he had the radio on. But all of a sudden, one of the stories that was shared was this woman that gave birth to a little girl that had no arms and legs. She might have had one stub, but her dad killed himself when she was just two because he couldn't deal with it. But the mother, thank the Lord, was so strong. She said, you know what, we're going to pray because God is the God of miracles, and we don't know what he has in store for you, but we don't kind of understand all of this. Well, she did become a speaker. And she was sharing her testimony when this guy heard it, and he dropped the gun, and he called the station, got the information, and they became friends. He started sending letters to this young woman. So we don't know. Sometimes it can be just a smile that will help a guy or a person. But
that's right.
We don't know.
Well, Mary Lou, you have got an absolutely beautiful heart. Your emotion is coming through, and I believe you gave us your mother's name was Sarah, if I remember you saying that. And I don't know if you want to share your dad's name. We have a book that you're a first-time caller to the show, but maybe you've listened before. Debbie writes names of living and deceased, and these are prayed for by the Take Two family around the world every day. So we've got your mom's name in there, and it'd be great if you want to give us your father's name and also this brother who had the health problem as well. We would be happy to put his name in there and your whole family for that matter.
Thank you. My dad was John Francis Dargan Jr. My mom was actually known more as Shirley. That was her nickname. She got told it was Scotland. So.
And your brother?
Thank you.
Your brother?
My brother is Paul. That's why I have four children and four grandchildren.
Oh.
but the youngest son, my youngest son was named after his uncle, Paul.
That's beautiful. Mary Lou, listen, you're not a first-time caller anymore. You can call us anytime. You have a precious heart. You're just so amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing your family with us. That makes us feel even closer. And I think at the beginning of the call, you said you may have attended a retreat at Opus Angelorum. That is the order that is consecrated to the angels, for anybody that was listening. If folks, you can go and check out their wonderful website. They are amazing. It's opusangelorum.org. They're an order of priests and sisters and lay people that are consecrated to the angels. I love that organization. Mary Lou, again, you're a precious soul. So many folks are listening to you today, and thank you for sharing with us. Jerry?
Yeah, thanks, Mary Lou, for the call. We appreciate that. We're going to get to, hopefully, all of you who are on the line. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. You want me to...
Blessed to Play?
Yeah.
Yeah. Blessed to Play is Sunday afternoon, 4:30 Eastern Time. And this week's guest is Thomas Wirtz, a current director of Varsity Catholic. Ron talks with Thomas about bringing faith to athletes on the college campus and some of the challenges that lie ahead in competitive athletics. Very interesting. So check it out. Blessed to Play, Sunday afternoon, 4:30 Eastern Time.
Okay, Margaret is in Houston listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Margaret. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. So glad to be able to share about, for this opportunity to share about our parents and the traits that they've passed on. For me, my dad, Joe, and my mom was Ruth. My dad, he passed on, I really think, the ability to want to share our Catholic faith and what a gift it is to be Catholic. He was so Catholic. I mean, he lived and breathed his Catholic faith and the desire to share it. And he was a quiet man, but just so holy. And he served in the church so beautifully for 45 years as an usher, and then also was in the inquiry phase of the RCIA program, and just had this beautiful desire to share what a gift it is to be Catholic. And he passed that on to me, and I think to my brother as well. And it wasn't until later in life that I really realized this gift, and it came about when he had shared his desire to write a book about Catholicism. And so he and I got together and we researched, I did some research, and I really started to, up until that point, I was living my faith, but not as deeply, and didn't realize the gift that I had been given. So that helped me to realize what a gift it is. And he was that guy that when, a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon would knock on the door, he would invite them in and talk about, Catholicism and the faith and have this conversation with people, and he could do it with anybody in any place. And it was just such a gift that he had. And then my mom, Ruth, she, another beautiful soul, she was just always able to, she had this gift of having an open door. And our family, she, all of our friends growing up wanted to be at our house, because they could talk to my mom. I have memories of when friends would come over and they would sit on the kitchen countertop and just talk to my mom. And, I'd be there. We'd all be having this conversation. But really, they came to see my mom. And I have a distinct memory of a guy friend of mine who I remember him knocking on the door. And I opened the door, and the first thing I was told was, "Hey, is your mom here?" And I just remember thinking, really? You came to see my mom? But that was her. And that was a beautiful gift that she had of just welcoming everybody. And that was always my goal, was to have that that open door, and for my children's friends to also want to be at our house and to have that warm, welcoming feel. So those are the things that I think that my parents have really passed on to me, and I think to my siblings.
Beautiful, Margaret. Yeah, as you're talking about your dad, a man of amazing, deep faith, like you said, but quiet. And the first thing that I jotted down a note here, I said, sounds like St. Joseph. And then I looked back up there and you said his name was Joe. So, I mean, you know, the quiet witness of St. Joseph, very much reflected by your dad, it sounds like, as well. And his ability to, you know, invite people in. And you know, so many of us get uncomfortable doing things like that, and we'll slam the door in people's faces and stuff. But he was very, very generous about that. And God alone knows how many lives your mother impacted and shaped in a positive way. So, Margaret, thank you so very, very much for your call. What a beautiful way to end the show, Debbie. Amazing broadcast.
Oh, incredible. Sorry we're not going to get to everybody's comments and the rest of the calls. Bernice, I know they're talking to you right now from Rapid City, South Dakota. We're getting your parents' names. You inherited patience and a great work ethic. I love that. Thank you, Bernice, for waiting so long to get on, but we've got your parents in the book. And Jerry, another broadcast tomorrow in the news.
Yeah, in the news. And in the first segment, we're going to have a special guest talking about an effort to consecrate the state of California to St. Joseph. Be with us. Have a beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, pray for us.